Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight, a podcast series designed to help your family navigate the independent school application process. I'm Sharon Jarbo, Director of Admission and Financial Aid here at the Pennington School, and I'm seated with two of my admission colleagues, Jenny and Billy, and today's topic is going to be the application timeline.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything is gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Today's topic addresses one of those questions that folks in admissions, we just hear all the time, and that is, when should I apply? What is the application timeline? Am I running late? Right, guys? I mean, don't we hear this all the time?
All the time. It's usually one of the first phone calls that we hear from families. So at this stage in the game, families should have completed the exploratory phase of this application process. So that would be filling out inquiry forms online, receiving information from the schools, attending open houses, which I'm sure many families did last month, or may continue to do early in this month. So at this point, you should know which schools you plan to apply to.
Right. And that's on the ideal timeline. In truth, families might decide they're going to engage in this process of school choice later on in the winter, and that's fine too. You just compress your events.
Yep.
So getting the application started is definitely a priority. And to start the application means that you submit biographical information and an application fee, and then your child's application is open. There are other items that need to be completed, but you've got much more time to get that finished. And there are two types of applications at most schools, and families wonder if one is better than the other. The standard application online is a common application. It's accepted by most schools, and so it's easy if you're applying to many different schools to simply select all of the various schools that you want to apply to. Schools also have school-specific applications, and sometimes there's a benefit to that if you're applying to a particular program or if you know that there's just one school of interest that you want to apply to. And so either way, schools are happy to get that application and get it started.
Absolutely. And once your application is started, and there can be a little procrastination and resistance among families for that, but once it's started, one of the great things is you can then pick up the phone and call your schools and get your child's tours and interviews booked. By booking early, you have your choice of dates, time of day, and you also might hit some of the remaining beautiful fall days before having to do this in bad weather.
Yeah, and in reality, filling out that application form page, which opens you up for the interview, doesn't take very long, maybe 30 minutes max. So if you can find some time to sit down with your son or daughter and fill that out, like Sharon said, then you can get in for the interview. As for those other pieces of the application, like the student and parent questionnaires or teacher recommendations, we would actually recommend that you wait on those until a little bit later in the season. That way, if something significant has happened in the lives of your son or daughter that they want to write about in their student essay, they can do so. And also for those teacher recommendations, it gives the teachers a little bit more time to get to know your son or daughter, even better to write a more thoughtful and informed recommendation.
You know, and along those lines, a question that we often get is, would you accept a supplemental recommendation from a teacher that my child had in a previous year? Or a coach who really reflects their best potential? And the answer is always yes from Pennington, and I think from most of the schools you're applying to. We will welcome a few select supplemental pieces, whether it's supplemental recommendations, video of a student performing an instrument or in a play, digital portfolios of fine arts, but just make sure it's quality and don't overwhelm us with those pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Another piece of the application is the SSAT. At Pennington, we require that for our upper school applicants. And scheduling a date as soon as you can is important because slots do fill up for those tests. There are usually a couple dates in each month that you can pick from, and getting your preferred location and date. It's good to get that on the books early. Plus, if your student takes the SSAT in November, then you still have an opportunity to have them retake it in December or in mid-January and still get scores to the schools before the application deadlines.
And I think that Pennington, along with most schools, would recommend that your child does a reasonable amount of prep for these tests. There's some little tricks to the way that you take the test, such as the little quarter point that's shaved for wrong answers. There's strategies mm-hmm. that can be really helpful to be familiar with before you go in.
Yeah, I wouldn't just wake up and go take it. Definitely a little bit of prep
is
beneficial.
The final component that families will find on their application checklist is a transcript of grades, and most schools require grades from the current school year as well as the previous two school years. So you can go ahead and request those grades from years gone by and get those submitted right away, and then wait until that first marking period is finished before you submit grades for this year.
Great. And then I guess the last piece would be families who are applying for financial aid, the timeline for that. And just like most admission deadlines for independent schools in the area of February 1st, so too is the deadline for financial aid applications to be submitted. So you can get those started as soon as possible. Some schools will use TADS, other schools will use SSS. These are impartial third parties that help schools generate their financial aid qualifications. It uses last year's tax information, so you can, like I said, start those sooner rather than later to make sure that those are submitted by February 1st, so when schools release their admission decisions, they can accompany that with a financial aid decision.
Yeah, so our decisions are released on March 10th. We're part of a large group of schools called the ADVIS schools, and it includes a lot of the Princeton area independent schools, and we all let families know on March 10th. And then we all ask that you let us know by April 10th whether or not you're accepting our offers of admission and sometimes financial aid. So that's the basic timeline. Is there anything else, guys, you can think of?
I tell families that it's important for them to spend as much time on campus throughout this application process. And by doing so, you're going to get a feel for each school that you're applying to. So those can be informal drop-ins, or if you come to a game or to a show, or if there's a exhibit in the gallery going on. I think that the more time families can spend on campuses, the more they'll pick up on some of the subtle nuances and what makes each school unique. So for families out there, you know, every opportunity you have to come to campus of the schools you're applying to, I would say take advantage of it.
I agree. And I think that that strategy can be particularly important for families who are starting this process a little later in the season. Maybe you've missed the open houses. That's fine. There's mm-hmm. lots of opportunities to still get on our campuses. And I guess I should also say, or we should point out, that there are revisit days that are hosted by most schools for all accepted students. And that's even better than an open house, because that's on a regular school day and you get to come in, spend a day as a student, and decide whether or not you want to join the community.
Great. Well, that's all we have for today on Admission Insight. Thanks for tuning in.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take.